views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and good day. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected lives. Every Tuesday, right here on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And you know the routine. Speaking of what's working, imagine conscious birthing, conscious dying, and conscious living every moment in between. Imagine a living school that has been designed to provide a supportive, validating environment for each participant, and a place that recognizes that all people yearn to be acknowledged for the role that they have come here to serve on the planet. Imagine a place that liberates new patterns of human consciousness while assisting to shed limiting beliefs. And imagine a growing network of pioneers guided to manifest new social systems that embody an awakened consciousness, understanding that the breakdowns of our institutions provide rich compost for the emergence of a global culture that embodies the values of mutual respect, cooperation, and love. Isn't that beautiful? I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce our guest today. As a social pioneer, author, educator, minister, teacher, and grandmother, Catherine Roski is committed to the realization of a co-creative planetary culture that is a living embodiment of our spiritual essence. She co-authored the Co-Creator's Handbook, an experiential guide for discovering your life's purpose and building a co-creative society. She is a co-founder of Hummingbird Community, a living laboratory of co-creation, conscious evolution, and ecological sustainability. Oh, Catherine is amazing, and she has lived her life at the evolutionary edge, pioneering conscious birthing practices, stewarding integral education models, dreaming in and facilitating numerous international events and link-ups for peace, modeling progressive business concepts in a variety of entrepreneurial ventures, consulting with groups and communities all around the world, establishing networks of convergence centers, and cultivating intentional community in both urban and rural settings. Catherine lives and breathes this co-creative culture that she's helping steward to bring in, and I'm so honored to have her with us today. Welcome, Catherine.
You came up to the surface.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I have been under the ocean and out swimming in the cosmos recently. I just returned from Sunrise Ranch in beautiful Colorado with the Co-Creators Convergence. And I know that's near and dear to your heart, anything with the word co-creator in it. So, yeah,
absolutely.
We can talk about that in a little bit. But first, Catherine, one of the things that I think I would love for our listeners to hear about is one of the things you've done is write the co-creators agreements. and the Co-Creator Handbook. And everything about your life is this, we use this term, and I just returned from the Co-Creator's Convergence. So why don't we start by defining co-creation or co-creator, because you have a beautiful definition and I shared it with all the participants last week. But a lot of people talk about co-creation and they use it interchangeably with collaboration and cooperation and you know, working together on a project. And those things are important. Collaboration and cooperation are really important. But co-creation can mean so much more. Can you define that for our listeners?
Yeah, I would love to. I'd actually like to start maybe with reading the definition of co-creation that we have in the Co-Creator's Handbook. Co-creation is co-participating consciously with the laws or patterns of the Creator or of nature. Conscious alignment with the essence of others and with nature. Self, with a capital S, aligning with self vertically and horizontally. So for me, it's definitely a spiritual practice. It's engaging deeply with my core in that vertical alignment with my own higher self, higher wisdom, and then the relational path of with another, how, you know, seeing the divinity in the other, a beautiful Indian term, namaste, I see the divine within you, is really core to the path of the co-creator.
You know, I love your definition, because there's this alignment piece that's really in harmony with nature, in harmony with spirit, and in harmony with yourself and that highest essence of who we are, and then in alignment with community. It's really, like you say, a beautiful spiritual practice. How did you?
It takes us to the core of, I think, whatever one's spiritual inclination might be. The path of the co-creator is one that allows us out in the world to move into deeper levels of congruence, connection, and really creating from an empowered model rather than a dominator model. I think it's the core to it is the shift where we move into a place of empowered leadership that is an embodiment of respect, honor for one another, true compassion, and connecting at the heart.
I love that. Catherine, give us some history about co-creation, because here you wrote the co-creator's handbook, and you know, I like to give you credit and Barbara Marx Hubbard and Carolyn Anderson for doing so much to make that term more mainstream and bringing these concepts about. But where did that come from? What do you know about the history of the term co-creation and how it evolved?
Wow, that's a great question. So just a little lineage to the Co-Creator's Handbook is that when Barbara Marx Hubbard was running for vice president back in 1984, and Carolyn Anderson was her campaign manager, they discovered a pattern as they created the Positive Future Centers of people coming together in small core groups, and like I was talking about, empowered leadership, where everybody's gifts are being called forth and one feels that they're really expressing what they're here to do, their soul's purpose. And there's ways of being together, clearing conflict as it arises and taking self-responsibility for our communications and all of that, that they were experimenting with back at that time. And there are various renditions of the material in the Co-Creator's Handbook. Rings of Empowerment was a prior version of it. And then Carolyn and I took the material and embellished it with many supportive quotes and much richer text about the process of moving through the 10 circles of co-creation. And that is what's embodied in the Co-Creator's Handbook.
Yes.
But as far as the actual term of co-creation, I'm not sure exactly who brought that forth or where it emerged from. I think Barbara was certainly key to making it much more visible, using it quite often, and I know for myself personally that I feel like I've been on the path of co-creation, certainly for the last 40 years, in everything that I've done in my life, without maybe consciously using that term or knowing what I was up to.
Yeah. Well, I think teaching it as a path and a practice is so powerful for people when they really understand it. Really, those alignments, that alignment with nature and source and self and community, really creates a lot of magic. And wow, I can attest to that after last weekend at the Co-Creators Convergence. Again, just beautiful, amazing things emerge from that space. And because of that, there's so much we can talk about. You're 40 years of living it, and I think probably since birth, because it's just what you live and breathe. We are going to talk about co-creation and what you are co-creating and bringing in the world in much more detail, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about all of those things, from conscious birthing, living school, and so much more. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time, on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Catherine Roski, and we are talking about co-creation, and we're going to go into what is Hummingbird Community and all of that about. But first, Catherine, you know, when I introduced you, I love your words. I love what you write. I love your essence and how you feel and how you communicate. And there was a really beautiful thing, and I like to talk compost, so this really hit me, a beautiful thing on the website where you talk about how breakdowns of our institutions can provide rich compost for a global culture of love, among other things. Help us understand, what is it that you see? What is happening in the world? There's so much shifting and breaking down, and yet you there at Hummingbird Community and the Living School are making beautiful compost out of so many things. But what's happening in the world? And tell us more about this breakdown and beautiful compost.
Well, that's a great, rich question, because I think it's core to just understanding or holding a context for what's going on. And we speak a lot here about conscious metamorphosis. And I'm sure many of you that are listening are familiar with the process of metamorphosis of the caterpillar and getting in the cocoon and then emerging as a butterfly in a completely new body. And we feel that that's what's happening collectively in our collective body. So I personally feel that the body is a living being. Can be referred to it as Gaia, Pachamama, or Sophia. And that the living being of Earth is in her own evolutionary journey, and that we are all co-participating, co-creators with that. And in order for the new to emerge, there has to be a breakdown of the old, just the way that the caterpillar goes through metamorphosis to emerge as the beautiful butterfly. And so that's an individual process in our own psyches as we let go of dysfunctional patterns and belief systems that we receive through our conditioning. And we open to a new way of being that's truly aligned with our deep values and what we aspire to in our lives. And on a collective level, and just the breakdown that we're experiencing with institutions that are based on an operating system that no longer works. So we, how in whole systems transformation, where every part of our whole body basically needs to transform and up-level to be able to be in alignment with, I believe, the frequency that Sophia Guy is going through herself.
So in a sense, it's time for an upgrade in our operating system.
Absolutely. All the way through.
All the way through. I love how you talk about that as the collective body, because you know on this show we talk a lot about all things connected and really looking at our institutions and individuals. Everything is a part of this living system of Gaia, Sophia, Pachamama, whatever we want to talk about there. So a lot of people don't even think of the butterfly as completely breaking down. They think a caterpillar goes in and grows wings, but literally the story of the caterpillar is literally it becomes nothing before it becomes the butterfly again. So that's a beautiful analogy. So as you then have watched this happen over decades and, began to really live this co-creative life and these values, you formed what's called the Hummingbird Community. And there's so much we can talk about there, but why don't you give us a little bit of history of moving from global family to Hummingbird and what you guys are all about there?
Okay. Well, so my beloved Makasha, who was on the show last week, he and I have been together in partnership and marriage for 40 years. And when we came together, I feel like there was an activation within both of us of our soul's calling for helping in the birthing of a new world. And that has been our focus through these decades. And we came together with Carolyn Anderson and her late husband, John Swerver, and several other folks within Global Family. We came together in the 90s and discovered we really had a shared vision for being able to create a model of what it would be like to live in this field of co-creation 24/7. It's with certainly there's beautiful examples or models, organizations that are practicing very similar principles. And for us, it was important to actually bring it totally to the ground. So we were doing it in the ways that through ecological sustainability and deep honoring of the earth and learning from nature, embodying and learning about conscious evolution. What does it mean to really actively participate in our deep evolutionary process, and practicing the principles of co-creation as we've come to understand them through all the various ways that we've been practicing them through the years.
Mm. And in that, you practice some really beautiful co-creative agreements. Co-creator's agreement is what you call it in the book, in the co-creator's handbook. But those agreements, there's like a magic to them. Do you find that? Like when you start practicing even one of those, you can't help but start practicing all of them.
Yeah, they're very foundational to our culture. And I believe you were just with Marion and Glenn Head in the Co-Creative Convergence. And they're part of a group that originally brought these through called the Geneva Group back in the 80s. And then we have taken them, we always encourage every group to model them or to rewrite them so they're relevant for them. But they're really creating a conscious agreement field that everybody says yes to, like honoring each other, honoring our diversity, being willing to, anytime conflict arises, to move to get to be together in a self-responsible way and to clear and come back into a field of love and respect for one another, deep listening, acting with integrity, just a lot of sort of guidelines that when we consciously align in that field, up levels all the relating, all levels of relationship together.
Mm. Yes, thank you for that introduction to those. And I want to encourage our listeners, they can find the co-creative agreements in the co-creator's handbook, and you can find more on your website about that. And I'm going to give the listeners the address of that in just a minute. We're going to ask you that. But as Hummingbird has evolved then, you have so many beautiful programs and services there, and what you call the Living School. Tell our listeners what that is. What's the Living School?
Well, the Living School is our educational component of our whole community, and because a number of us are really have been very, it's our soul's calling to bring forth these, make these concepts and this lifestyle available through educational programs. So we've been doing programs here since 1998, and they've ranged from permaculture certification courses and biodynamic teachings on the ecological level to co-creative community building and conscious evolutionary programs and retreats. So quite a lot of youth empowerment work. That's definitely one of my passions, is how do we empower the young ones to fully step forth and bring their gifts into the world and be seen and recognized for who they are and the beauty of what they're bringing.
Mm. And don't forget conscious birthing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, conscious birthing is part of, I would say, our whole life curriculum. So recognizing that every step along the way, it's so important to have the appropriate rites of passage and understanding to consciously move through each stage of our life. And so with birthing, and which is something I've given birth and have four beautiful children as well as four stepchildren, and all through the process of being a mom and a grandmom and practicing natural birth and water birthing, and has taught me a lot about the potency of both the conscious conception and the in utero time and conscious birthing to deeply influence the being that is being born. So our Humming Birth initiative is here at Hummingbird is in support of parents to move into that process as consciously as possible. And we're having our first event here in September. Very excited about that, to share both what we've learned through experience as well as what people that have really been working consciously in this field of infant bonding and all kinds of aspects of birthing will be here teaching about that.
Oh, great. So that's the Humming Birth Program that's coming up in September.
September 10th through the 14th.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, we want our listeners to find out more about this. So why don't you let our listeners know, what is the website? How do they get a hold of you?
The website is hummingbirdcommunity.org.
Okay. Hummingbirdcommunity.org. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out so much more that's going on at Hummingbird Community. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. We are here with Catherine Roski from the Hummingbird Community, and there is so much going on with the whole life curriculum in the Living School, and I just want to remind listeners, we just heard about the Humming Birth, a conscious birthing program that's coming up in September, and Catherine, I think it would be wonderful to just share with our listeners as we move from birthing into the youth, because you really do, in this whole life curriculum, you have so much conscious education and co-creative education for every stage of life and community. So we move from the Humming Birth, and you have a gathering of youth coming up. Tell us about that.
Oh, thanks, Julie. Well, Earth Guardians, some of you may have heard the show with our grandson, Chutes Scott, who was on a couple weeks ago on Julie's show. And he is the current youth leader of Earth Guardians, but Earth Guardians was actually, we started it as a family in Hawaii about 20 years ago, and it's gone through many generations of young people being involved, and we're having a camp here this summer, July 20th through the 26th, which is calling upon all kids who are really feeling that call to be a voice for the Earth and to either through environmental action or through caring for the Earth, planting trees, cleaning up beaches, doing all kinds of different actions that express their deep connection and care for Mama Gaia. So we'll be doing leadership, team building, co-creative skills, how to live more sustainably in harmony with nature, and mindfulness practices, communication, council circles, art, nature, crafts, and just all around playing and having fun, hiking in this beautiful playground and playing in the river of hummingbirds. It's just a great place for young and old alike.
Wow. You know, I'm thinking about children and that experience and knowing how beautiful it is there. And everything that you listed is something that all of us adults should be doing. What do you experience? I just want to go to the human side of this for just a second. What happens when you get all of those kids there in that kind of a curriculum and itinerary? It sounds amazing and beautiful, but really, what do you experience with all those kids?
Well, I think there's lots of what happens with the young people, as it happens with the adults as well, is there's a dropping into their own being through being in nature, being off of and away from the technologies that tend to consume so many of us, and certainly the young ones as well, and just deeply listening and being held in this womb of Mother Nature. And so there's a relaxation that's happening. There's a playfulness that emerges. And I think for a lot of the young people that have come here for our programs in the past, they often feel alone and isolated in their passion for the planet. And when they convene with other kids that are sharing that same passion and build community together, and then they take that back to their respective homes and communities, there's a great web of interconnectedness that happens that strengthens all that they're called to do in the world.
Mm. You know, that building community is so important. And last weekend at the Co-Creators Convergence, we had a 17-year-old man there. And one of the things that he said after being there and being with this beautiful community for, you know, just immersed in it for days, he brought the phrase to our whole community. He said the awe of acceptance. That's what he was feeling, was the awe of acceptance. And I thought, what a beautiful phrase to come from the mouth of the youth. And how can we spread that throughout the whole world? Because that is, you know, building community and feeling that acceptance is so powerful.
Well, you know, Julie, I think that's so important and essential, because my belief is that these young ones that are coming with kind of encoded, as we all are, with their soul's purpose, and I feel with a knowing that there's a new world emerging and that they're here to help to build it. And if they bring their gifts and their deep knowing into the dominant culture, into more limited educational systems, they often feel very lost, unseen for what they're bringing and who they are, for their wisdom. And I think that's a lot of what's, you know, the tendency toward drugs or toward a lot of different kinds of behavior is because their gifts just aren't seen or appreciated.
Hmm.
So I think the more that we can support what it is that the young people are bringing and support them in really taking it into action and expressing it, we're serving not only them individually, but collectively in our own evolution.
Wow, and giving them a path to express it in is so important. When you're coming from the dominant culture and you go away on retreat to hummingbird community and you experience that, you're so immersed in those like-hearted individuals with different gifts to give. And so how do you encourage them without they stay connected with Earth Guardians, they can volunteer, they can do other things, but what do you do to really help them transition into their communities no matter where they're at?
Well, I think that transition is always hard for us as adults as well as certainly for the kids. And the intent to stay as connected as possible and frequent communications, sharing of ideas and getting together as much as possible, I think all help to support that reintegration process.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I think we're learning how to use social media in positive ways too. And anything we can do to keep all of us more connected is a gift to the planet. Well, let's move and transition here, because you guys are doing so much in the full spectrum of life. So we've talked about the conscious birthing and now with the youth. And then let's move to the elders. I think you have another program for the elders as well.
We do have an emerging elders rites of passage program. We're going to have a core group who are called to this particular expression in the world, coming together here at the end of July to share our passion around that as we move into elderhood. How do we do it in a way that we're as conscious as possible? I know the young people really need initiated elders who are confident in who they are and the gifts that they bring to the world. And, you know, in the dominant culture where we tend to just kind of disregard our elders and not really appreciate the wisdom that they carry, we're wanting to recreate that so that as people are stepping into the last part of the medicine wheel in their walk of life, that they're also appreciated and their wisdom finds expression, just like we've been talking about with the young people.
Mm. So if there is a potential elder out there that you just piqued their curiosity, what might they be doing if they come to this emerging elders rite of passage?
Well, this initial one that we're having this summer is people that are drawn to actually stewarding this in their work and in their expression in the world. And so we'll be actually practicing everything from ropes course kind of activities to deep counsel to, you know, really looking at being in a grief counsel together. What are we letting go of at this stage of our life? I'm about to turn 65, and I still think of myself as quite young, having had a mom that lived to 101 and died just a few years ago. But I feel there's still an initiation into elderhood where we really befriend death, and we also are able to recognize what's falling away and to let that go and accept the new stage of life that we're in. So it'll be various practices in that regard. And then we're looking at having ongoing programs here in the future.
Great. Well, imagine the whole spectrum of life covered here. And one of the things that I really appreciate about Hummingbird and you, Catherine, is that there's ritual, there's practice, and really your practice just becomes your living. I mean, you're teaching from the youth to the elders different practices, but really it is how you walk your path and how you live your day every moment. So kudos to you. We need to talk more about Hummingbird Community and then what you're doing for communities, because people really need to understand this living laboratory that you have right there at Hummingbird. So I'm going to remind our listeners, you can find more about Catherine and the Hummingbird Community and all of these beautiful programs that we're talking about at hummingbirdcommunity.org. It's www.hummingbirdcommunity.org. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Catherine Roski. Stay with us.
Tune in in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. Best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Catherine Roski with the Hummingbird Community. Hey, I want to remind you of their website, which is hummingbirdcommunity.org. And please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for all of the upcoming shows, all of the archives from past shows, anything co-creative, you can find it there. So again, that's thedrjulieshow.com. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. So, Catherine, we have been having a delightful conversation about co-creation and really the whole life curriculum of Hummingbird, which goes from birth through the elders. And I know you have another program coming up, which is near and dear to my heart because I love what co-creation is and the capacity of what happens when we're in a co-creative practice and a co-creative community. So coming up at Labor Day, you have the co-creative immersion for community building, or tell us more about that.
Well, the co-creative community immersion is a time for people to come together to both deeply experience what we're doing here at Hummingbird, as well as learn some of the practices of co-creation. And through being in the field together, as I think you just experienced this past weekend, Julie, there's such an allowance of an up-leveling of consciousness. And when one's in the love field and feels, as that beautiful young man said, about in the awe of acceptance and being seen and loved and accepted, there's an opening that happens for people. So all of that is in the Realm of Possibility for our program that's August 28th through September 1st. So it's a time for people that are both curious about hummingbird as well as what this culture really embodies.
Mm. Wonderful. So, you know, you're living it, like I mentioned in the last segment, you're living this co-creative culture there. And let's just talk about that for a minute, because I think our listeners, they hear me talking about it a lot. But until you really experience what that really is, and this really this magical field that's created when we're all in that place of really connection, to say it very simply, we're connecting with source, we're connecting with earth, with ourselves and our highest selves and each other. And I think that's the key. It's like the powerful field that's created when we come together is undescribable. And I've just watched even miracles happen when that happens. So what is it like to live in that, Catherine? And, you know, when I was at Hummingbird Ranch last year, every single person that I saw and met there was I can't even describe it, because I sound kind of cheesy. I want to say they had a sparkle in their eye. They had a glow about them, literally a beautiful aura around them. But how would you describe it? I know it sounds cheesy, but there's something really powerful about this.
Well, I think there's such a potency when people are living together who share a common vision and a sense of purpose. And for us, it's truly about helping to bring forth a new world. And it doesn't mean that we don't have conflicts arise or difficult times, but our willingness to go into the shadow, to bring to light that which is in the unconscious, and support one another in shifting old beliefs. And just this past weekend, we had a psyche training, which was all about the transformation of subconscious belief systems in a beautiful way of doing it. It's really filled with a lot of ease. But we sometimes, we have difficult discussions about places where we might not be in full agreement or alignment. And to be willing to go deep and to have the patience to go through what is required in this kind of process, it's like a fine-tuning of the being and of the personality self. So we really embrace our human nature, and we also very much recognize the divine in one another.
Well, recognizing the divine is a key piece here. And one of the things that I have discovered being in co-creative community is that we're each carrying a piece of the whole. We're each carrying a really unique expression of that divine. And when we put it all together, it seems like things flow with ease and joy, and that we can see a bigger picture together. We went into, at the Co-Creators Convergence, we literally practiced co-creative groups and broke into smaller groups that really self-organized. And it was amazing to watch. We really trusted the field and allowed this organic self-organizing process to emerge and create these smaller groups. And every single group that was there was really quite surprised at how purposeful, and that shared vision, that shared purpose that they didn't even know each other had, but when they self-organized, it was all right there, and they created some amazing things.
Mm. Well, that truly is the magic of the self-organizing field, as we call it, where I think one of the primary teachings, as we say we apprentice the self-organizing field, is learning to be much more in the feminine rather than driven by a sense of goal or projection or that we've got to do it this way, is to really deeply listen and open to what wants to emerge. And I think when it sounds like that's what you were doing this past weekend together, and it's a deeply, finely tuned, I feel it's a feminine quality of allowance. And in that, when we trust that as any group comes together, that that which wants to emerge will be really aligned deeply with, like, the Tao, where the river's going, you know, what it is that wants to come forth through us.
Mm. You know, one of the things that became really powerful was watching this, you're right, the feminine and that deep listening and that allowing to happen. And then literally one group then really focused on the manifestation and bringing it into form. And literally by the time, you know, the day was over, they had a website even. They had like a new program and a website and an outline and a business plan. And so they really brought through with the deep listening what wanted to emerge and then shifted it into how do we manifest and bring into form. It's quite fascinating to watch them.
That's beautiful. And I think, you know, things are needing to move quickly these days. I mean, as with the acceleration of consciousness and the acceleration of the global situation, that streamlining and being in that field of resonance where we can manifest that quickly is really the call of the time.
Mm. Isn't that? I love how you said that, the call of the times, because here we are. And just even watching what can come through, you know, just witnessing that and trusting that. And, you know, how could, if you could be a billboard, a walking billboard, Catherine, we just have a few minutes here left. What would you say that would inspire all of our listeners out there to really learn this co-creation model that we're talking about, to really learn it and really bring into form whatever is wanting to emerge through them? What would you say to them if you're a walking billboard?
Well, I think it's essential is our own inner journey with our own divine nature and continually being in the, as much as we can, in the attunement with the higher frequencies of ourselves. And for me, the path of embodiment, of embodying these higher frequencies through every breath, every action, and every relationship. Mm. And as we do that, where we come from that place of our interconnection and then express that through all of our relationships, then with shared purpose and intention, together we can really transform and create a new world.
Mm. We're going to rock this place. Absolutely. It will create the new world. Thank you, Catherine. That was a beautiful explanation and inspiration for our listeners. I really appreciate that. And I loved having you on the show today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Julie. I loved it, too.
Oh, thank you. I want to remind our listeners, you can find Catherine at hummingbirdcommunity.org. And stay tuned every Tuesday right here, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time, for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Again, we're going to talk more of co-creation and all of these themes, All Things Connected. So I appreciate you tuning in. So make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com